910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Senate's top Democrat, New York's Chuck Schumer, wants special drone detection technology deployed in New York and New Jersey. That's where local leaders have criticized the Biden administration for how they've reacted to drone sightings. But Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tells ABC's This Week there's no indication of foreign involvement and their hands are tied when it comes to dealing with drones.
We need from Congress additional authorities to address the drone situation. Our authorities currently are limited and they are set to expire. We need them extended and expanded.
President-elect Donald Trump's administration continues meetings with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. It's the last week Congress is in session this year. Israel says it's going to close its embassy in Ireland, citing Ireland, what it called extreme anti-Israel policies amid tensions over the war in Gaza. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Wisconsin Innocence Project is ending the year with some key victories, including helping with the release of two men who each spent decades in prison. But their cases illustrate systemic issues. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
David Bintz spent 25 years in prison, and Manuel Cucutta spent 27 years in prison. Both were sentenced to life despite glaring holes in their cases. The Wisconsin Innocence Project believed both are innocent. Project co-director Christopher Lau says it speaks to a greater systemic issue that colors most of their cases and reinforces what it was designed to do.
So part of this is just historical, you know, the way our policing and incarceration system evolved was from basically their vestiges of slavery. And, you know, we try to keep down historically underrepresented people.
He says while not everyone may adopt those views, there is a lot of pressure to close cases and keep people incarcerated. The U.S. incarcerates more people for longer than any other developed country in the world. Compared with Wisconsin's total population, Black and Native people are overrepresented in the incarcerated population, with Black people incarcerated at a rate 11 times higher than white people. Lau says in order to even begin to think about reform, the U.S. and the state of Wisconsin need to re-examine priorities and funding, as well as rethink the point of doling out such long sentences when it doesn't keep communities safer.
Good arguments that it makes us less safe, but we still keep doing it because it's, I think, one, easy politically, and it's because it's where we put all of our money.
He says regardless of guilt or innocence, there are simply too many people who are incarcerated. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
It's the Packers and the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Sunday Night Football. The Packers and the Seahawks tonight in Seattle. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney if he's ever faced quarterback Geno Smith at Lumen Field.
Yeah, I've gone against him before, you know, regardless of, you know, the things that they've been through. And even in his career, he's been through a lot of things and still been able to overcome a lot.
College basketball, a shocker. Number 6 ranked Marquette losing to Dayton, 71-63. The Badgers snapped their 3-game losing streak with a win over the Butler Bulldogs 83-74. At the NBA Cup in Vegas, the Bucks are headed to the finals after beating the Hawks 110-102. Giannis with 32 points. Damian Lillard added 25.
You out there with a guy like Giannis who's going to draw a lot of attention when he's getting downhill. So it's really no reason for me to force the action. You know, it came back around.
The Bucks face the Thunder Tuesday night in the finals. Game time 7:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and patchy fog around the area for today. Southeast winds 5 to 15 with highs in the middle 30s. In the overnight, there will be a chance of drizzle. Could mix in with it a few snowflakes. Otherwise, temperatures will hold steady in the lower 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! did. Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war.
You should see the look on your face.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about news deserts and what that means to our politics. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
My Christmas tree, depends on you. Without your love, it won't come true. I'm dreaming of under the mistletoe, in the afterglow, a cottage small upon a hill, the snowflakes fall. The air is still, and we are alone together, my love, with my Christmas dream. Christmas Eve will belong. Not a soul will be there as we sit by the fireplace. We need no one to share my Christmas dream. Is meant for three. The Christmas tree and you and me, the ornaments glistening, the night wind listening to my Christmas dream. My Christmas dream, my Christmas dream.
Torme with Ray Anthony and the orchestra. Back we are. The music of the stars. Perry Como.
Dream on, little dreamer, dream on. Dream on, little dreamer, dream on. I get a heart full of butterflies looking into your dreaming eyes. Dream on,
dream on,
little dreamer, dream on. Dream on, little dreamer, dream on. Dream on, little dreamer, dream on. Dream about a love so true. Dream about how I love you. Dream on,
dream on,
little dreamer, dream on. You know I love you. I love you. I need you so bad. Each night I dream on, little dreamer, dream on. Dream about a love so fine, sweet as apple berry wine. Dream on, little dreamer.
Perry Como, he did a bunch of stuff on Dreaming. He had a hit with that, and it was from a movie called The Odessa File. One of his last recordings. Thought I'd play it for you.
Watch me now, here I go. All I need's a little snow. Starts me off, sets the theme, helps me dream my Christmas dream. Every year I dream it, hoping things will change. An end to the crying, the shouting, the dying. And I hope you will dream it too. It's Christmas, remember, we've got to remember. So light the light, I'm home tonight. I need you to warm me, to calm me, to love me, to help me to dream my Christmas dream. Crazy things said and done, every single day but one. Every night should I believe, be the same as Christmas Eve. Nights should all be silent, days should all slow down. An end to the hurry, the noise and the worry. And I hope you believe that too. It's Christmas, remember, there's no one remember. The whole world needs a Christmas dream. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us, to help us to dream our Christmas dream.
Okay.
The whole world needs a Christmas tree. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us, to help us to dream our Christmas dream.
Tchaikovsky, George Bruns did those lyrics for Sleeping Beauty, for Walt Disney, the Pied Pipers.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream. The day is through.
Pied Pipers with Tommy Dorsey. These are the Gold Diggers' great Christmas album.
Well, Tommy, here we are. It's the night before Christmas.
I know it is. You know, and I know all around the country, there are people out there are waiting, eagerly waiting for Santa Claus, you know, as they gaily place Christmas packages under the trees and singing all the traditional Christmas songs.
That's
and
right.
Drinking the traditional Christmas drinks, you know,
that's
Tom
right.
And Dickie's.
That's right.
Probably and having a big time.
No, Tommy,
that.
Tom and Jerry's. You made a mistake. It's Tom
no,
and Jerry's.
It's Tom and Dickie's.
Jerry's. Tom and Jerry's.
I'm just trying to give you a plug.
I don't need a plug. I don't care if it's Tom and Jerry's. You know what I want from you?
What?
I want you to tell this traditional poem you said you were going to say. You know, this is Christmas Eve, and you're going to tell everybody a traditional poem.
Okay.
Christmas poem, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls, and friends, I would like to recite a poem by heart and by memory, the traditional Christmas poem at this time, and I quote it. Here it goes.
Okay, go ahead.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. When up on the rooftop I heard such a clatter, I sprang to the window and threw up.
Go ahead, finish it.
What do you mean?
Finish it.
That's all I remember. I guess I had too many Tom and Dickies.
The man I'm talking about was not a Scrooge now. He was a kind, a decent, a mostly good man, generous to his family and upright in his dealings with other men, but he just did not believe in all of that incarnation stuff which the churches proclaim at Christmas time. It just did not make sense, and he was too honest to pretend otherwise. He could not swallow the Jesus story about God coming to earth as a man. He told his wife, "I'm truly sorry to distress you, but I'm just not going with you to church this Christmas Eve." He said he'd feel like a hypocrite, that he'd much rather just stay home, but that he would wait up for them. So he stayed, and they went to the midnight service. Now, shortly after the family drove away in the car, snow began to fall. He went to the window to watch the flurries getting heavier and heavier. Then he went back to his fireside chair, began to read his newspaper. Minutes later, he was startled by a thudding sound, and then another, then yet another. At first he thought somebody must be throwing snowballs against the living room window. But when he went to the front door to investigate, he found a flock of birds huddled out there miserably in the snow. They had been caught in the storm. In a desperate search for shelter, they had tried to fly through his large landscape window. That was what had been making the sound. Well, he couldn't let those poor creatures just lie there and freeze. So he remembered the barn where his children stabled their pony. That would provide a warm shelter. All he would have to do is direct the birds into that shelter. Quickly, he put on a coat and galoshes, and he tramped through the deepening snow to the barn, and he opened the doors wide. And inside the barn, he turned on a light so the birds would know the way in. But the birds did not come in. So he figured that food would entice them. He went back into the house and fetched some breadcrumbs and sprinkled those on the snow, making a trail of breadcrumbs to the yellow-lighted, wide-open doorway of the stable. But to his dismay, the birds ignored the breadcrumbs. The birds just continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. He tried catching them. He could not. He tried shooing them into the barn by walking around them, waving his arms, but instead they scattered in every direction. Every direction except into the warm, lighted barn. And that's when he realized that they were afraid of him. They were afraid of him. To him, he reasoned, I'm a strange, terrifying creature. If only I could think of some way to let them know that they can trust me. That I'm not trying to hurt them, but to help them. But how? Any move he made tended to frighten them and confuse them. They just would not follow. They would not be led or shooed because they feared him. And he thought to himself, if only I could be a bird now, if I could be a bird and mingle with them and speak their language and tell them not to be afraid, then I could show them the way to the safe, warm barn. But I would have to be one of them, wouldn't I? So they could see and hear and understand. At that moment, the church bells began to ring. The sound reached his ears. Above the sounds of the wind. And he stood there listening to the bells. Adeste Fidelis. Listening to the bells. Pealing the glad tidings of Christmas. And he sank to his knees in the snow. Paul Harvey, I hope for you and those you love, this will be a wonderfully merry Christmas.
I ain't ever been around here.
What are you up to, buddy?
What's it to you?
Not long.
What's it to you? What's it to you? What's it to you? What's it to you? What difference does it make? What's it to ya? 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 What
shall complain forever and ever. And we shall complain forever and ever. We shall complain forever and ever. We shall complain forever and ever. Keep on coming and shut the door.
Mr. What's it to ya? What kind of ridiculous name is that?
It's my ridiculous name! What's it to ya?
That's enough of that ballyhoo.
Stars, may the farce be with you. Boy, this morning really went quickly for this kid anyway. A reminder, did I say this earlier? Yes, I did. Be on the air New Year's Eve, 7 till 1 a.m. John Rutter, what a brilliant musician. And his Cambridge Singers, Music of the Stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you. minutes left, and that's the end of today's Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani, Pacific Media Radio Network. Now 13 months on the Civic Media Network. Check local stations, and we'll be on, if you haven't got a local station, worldwide at civicmedia.us. I saw a movie, years ago, and I thought there's nothing on TV, I'll just watch this thing. And I was wrong, it was really good. The name of the movie, dumb title, great movie, Senior Trip. And Liz Calloway does a song, Mickey Rooney's in it. This is from Senior Trip. Joe Harnell wrote The Eye of the Beholder, the music of the stars.
The eye of the beholder shapes the visions that it sees. Someone's eye will see the forest. Someone else will see the trees. The eye of the beholder fashions pictures as it must. Someone's eye will see the whirlwind. Someone else will see the dust. The eye of the beholder will perceive what it's allowed. Someone's eye will see the people. Someone else will see the crowd. The eye of the beholder shapes the beauty or the pain. Someone's eye will see the raindrops. Someone else the hurricane. When I see a field of flowers, while another sees the weeds. When I see the crying baby. When I see summer sunshine, while another sees the heat. When I sees the city's canyons, while another sees the stream. The eye of the beholder, looking inwardly, will find that its image is reflected in the mirrors of the mind. And the eye that's growing older seeks to find identity in reflections of reflections. Which of them is really me? Which of them is really me? Which of them is really me?
Liz Calloway.
The beholder shapes the visions that it sees. Someone's eye will see the forest. Someone else will see the trees.
The scene is always different, just depending who you are. Someone's eye will see the darkness. Someone else will see the stars.
Sees the summer sunshine,
while another sees the heat.
When I sees the city's canyon,
while another sees the stream.
When I sees a field of flowers,
while another sees the weeds.
When I sees the crying baby. Looking inwardly will find that its image is reflected in the mirrors of the mind. And the eye that's growing older seeks to find identity in reflections of reflections.
Which of them is really me?
which of them is really me?
Which of them is really me?
The Stars. Thank you for being here, everybody. New Year's Eve will be on with the Music of the Stars from 7 till 1 a.m. Happy New Year.
You're mine. Magnificent obsession, the greatest wonder on this earth, the Taj Mahal and other splendors, to me have no words. You're mine, magnificent possession, a treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me, you'll be my one and only love. Over and over, I whisper your name. Let me make a full confession. You are my magnificent obsession. Kisses have told. I keep asking when again you'll be mine to have and to hold. Deep in the darkness, when love is. Obsession, obsession.
obsession.
Next Sunday, we get serious. Join us right here on the Civic Media Radio Network for the Music of the Stars, 7 o'clock in the morning Central, all the way till 1 o'clock. No, make that New Year's Eve 1 o'clock. Yeah, 1 o'clock.
You are everything and more to me, as my kisses have told.
This is Lou Regani. Keep your dreams alive.
You're my magnificent obsession.
And reach for the stars. Sunday then, 7 a.m. Central till high noon, the Music of the Stars for Christmas, and on New Year's Eve, 7 till 1, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, worldwide at civicmedia.us.
Because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may.
Everybody, join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President-elect Trump's cabinet picks getting support from Senate Republicans. Senator Eric Schmidt saying he has no concerns about Trump's pick for National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard,
and any relationships you might have with former Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad after a secret 2017 meeting.
This smearing her as some sort of foreign asset is a slur against her, and I look forward to her opportunity to answer these questions in these Senate confirmation hearings.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas saying his department is sending additional resources to assist the state of New Jersey in addressing the rash of drone sightings in the state. Two Russian cargo ships carrying oil damaged and have run aground in the Kerch Strait in the Black Sea between Russia and Crimea. That from the Russian Emergency Ministry. A rare tornado touching down in Northern California caused damage north of Santa Cruz. Cars flipped over, homes damaged, and businesses. Several people taken to the hospital with injuries. This is ABC News.